Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Sanhedrin Daf Pei Tes, Sanhedrin 89. And the Gemara has told us in the Mishnah on Pei Tes Amud Aleph that somebody who is Mevater al Divrei Navi, somebody who does not listen to the words of a prophet and does not accept the prophecy, is put to death via a death from heaven, Misa Bidei Shemayim. And one of the ways that says the Gemara that we know that a person has to listen to the prophet, how does he know that he's telling the truth, is that the prophet gives a sign. But let's say the prophet doesn't give a sign, how do we know that the person is supposed to listen to the prophet? So the Gemara explains, if a person is muchzak, if is established as a prophet, that's how we know they have to listen to them. Well, and what is the proof of that there's somebody who can be established as a prophet and the person listened? The proof from that is Yitzhak, says the Gemara, because how else would we know that Yitzhak would have to listen to Avram? Because Avram didn't give a sign. It must be that he listened to him when Avram told him to do something, and since Avram didn't give a sign, it's because Avram was already established as a prophet. When did Yitzhak listen to Avram? So the Gemara assumes that what we're talking about is the Akedas Yitzhak, the binding of Yitzhak, when Avram brought up Isaac to Mount Moriah and was about to bring him to a knife and slit his throat until an angel stopped him from doing the Akedah, from slaughtering Yitzhak. And for sure, we assume that Yitzhak would have been able to stop this, because Yitzhak, says the Marsha, and according to our tradition, Yitzhak was 37 years old at the time. So Yitzhak is the one who's understood to be in not violation of this principle of Mevater on Divrei Navi, on rejecting the words of the Navi, because Yitzhak is the one who allowed Avram to take the knife to his throat. The Gemara then actually discusses what does it mean when the verse says "Vayhi achrei dvarim ha'ela ve'alokim nisa'as Avram," which is the introductory verse to the Akedah of Yitzhak, one of the most powerful passages in our whole Bible, and was after "Vayhi achar dvarim ha'ela," was after this matter, and God tested Avram. And the Gemara discusses, really, who is this a test for? Is it a greater test for Avram, or is it a greater test for Yitzhak? So the Gemara says, after what matter did God test Avram? So it says, Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra, achar dvarav shel Satan, after the matter of the Satan. Because what did the Satan do? What did evil Satan do? It says in the previous passage that when Yitzhak was born, in Genesis chapter 21, verse 8, Vayigdal ha-yelad vayigamal, and that Yitzhak grew older and he was weaned. And it says there that Abraham made a great party on the day that Isaac was weaned. And after Abraham made a great party, the Satan came before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, Ribono shel Olam, Zaken Zeh, this man Avram, Chananto Lumea Shana pre-button. You gave him a child when he was already 100 years old. What such a great miracle. He didn't even bring you a korban. He didn't bring you one sacrifice, one pigeon from all this great meal that he made. So God responded, he said, I will test Abraham, because everything that Abraham does, he does for his son Isaac. And if I will tell Abraham, slaughter your son, he would immediately slaughter him. And that's why it states after this, Avraham. So that's why it says God tested Abraham. And according to this reading, the Akedah was fundamentally a test for Abraham. The Gemara actually says that perhaps, and the Gemara hints that maybe it was really a test for God, because it says in the verse in Genesis 22:2, Vayomer kach na es bincha, please take your son. And says Rabbi Shimon bar Abba that na is a lashon bakasha. It's a request. God is begging Abraham, please take your son, because Hashem wants him to pass this test with flying colors. Because God says, anisiticha bekama nisyonos v'amarta bekulin, you've passed many tests. Achshav amodli b'nisayon zeh shelo yomru ein mamash barishonim. I want you to pass this test so that people will not say that there was no substance to the earlier test. So according to this reading, it's also a test for God himself. God himself is being challenged. Will Abraham be able to pass this test? And then there's a third approach, that really, who is this a test for? This is a test for Yitzhak, an even greater test for Yitzhak than for Avram. Because says Rabbi Levi, achar devarim, what does it mean after these matters? Achar devarav shall Yishmael Yitzhak, after the words that Yishmael spoke to Yitzhak. Because what did Yishmael say to Yitzhak? He says, Yishmael taunts Isaac and he says, I'm greater than you in commandments. And he Godol mimcha, shata malta ben shmonas yavim, you took a sacrifice You took a circumcision when you were 8 days old. V'ani ben shlosh esrei shana, but I did it when I was 13 years old. So look how much greater I am than you. So Yitzhak responded, you took a circumcision be'ever echad. You just worked on one limb of your body. That's what you did. And that's what you're teasing me about? If God will say to me, if God would tell me to slaughter my whole self before him, of course I would do it. Sacrifice my whole self. And immediately it says, well, Kim Nisaz Avram, that God tested Abraham. And so therefore, this is really the Akedah is more than it's a test of Abraham, it's a test of Isaac, because Isaac said, challenge me. I'll defeat you, Yishmael, when it comes to a matter of faith. Well, if that's the case, asks the Ben Yoliada, why does it say God tested Abraham? Why doesn't it say God tested Yitzhak? So he explains that, of course, God could have given the command straight to Isaac, but it's not as great a test, because if he would have given it to Isaac, of course Isaac would have passed it. God spoke straight to Isaac. Of course, he's not going to listen to the words of God. But just like God spoke to Abraham, and Abraham went and circumcised Yishmael, God had to speak to Abraham, and then Abraham would go and do the Akedah on Yitzhak, because the great challenge of Yitzhak was, even though he didn't hear directly from Hashem Yisbach, he still understood from the words of the prophet that this is what he has to do as part of his service to Hashem. And that's why it's considered to be an Akedah of Yitzhak. That's why it's called the binding of Yitzhak, because according to this approach, the great test was not a test of Abraham, who heard directly from God, but a test of Yitzhak, even though he didn't hear from God himself.